You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Snowman by Blonde Redhead. It came out on their brilliant record Sit Down for Dinner, which was released in September last year, and which they're bringing to Aotearoa to play for us on the 22nd of June at the Power Station. Really looking forward to this show. I had a chat with Amadeo Pache of the band about making this record and a little bit about the eclipse, because he's in New York at the moment and I was talking to him the day after it had happened. So let's have a listen.
So I'm in New York City and it's 6:20.
How was the eclipse? Did you get to see it?
Yes, it was great. I mean, it was pretty amazing, and the sky was kind of clear almost all the way, so everyone could see it. It didn't get as dark as I thought it would get, because I think we only got 80% of it. But it's amazing how just a sliver of sun can still light up the whole planet, it seems like.
Yeah.
But it definitely, the temperature dropped a lot, and it was quite strange, and the light was almost like if there was a filter on, it was, yeah, like a huge filter on the sun, and just, it was wild.
Oh,
wild.
Wow. Wow. We're very envious. Apparently, we don't get a full solar eclipse until 2028. I was just looking it up this morning, so it's not too far away.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Hey, Amadeo, it's so nice to chat with you. We're so excited that Blonde Redhead is coming to Auckland, especially playing Sit Down for Dinner, such a beautiful record, which we've had a few months to sit with now, and you've obviously had even longer to sit with it. How are you feeling about this album at this point?
I feel good. I mean, it was it was such a strange album to make for us, because it was during COVID, first of all. Most of it was during COVID, and it just took a really long time for us to finish it, to kind of get it to be a record. So it was a really long process, some of it painful, some of it fun, but so when you finish an album and you're like left with this final thing, it's kind of hard for you to know what to feel, you know. And I did listen to it as a whole record after maybe a couple of months that it was out, and I just put it on my stereo and sat down and listened to it, and I really enjoyed it. And but at first, it's always a little strange. I think when we made our first albums, it was a bit different. Like we would do them so fast that we had a chance to really get this sort of impact from them, just because they would come to life in a day or two or three. So, but with the way we recorded this, it took a really long time. Like we would go back and forth to studios, and then somebody would get sick, so we would have to postpone it, and then we would have to make sure that we were all in the same place. It was just quite chaotic, I must say. But I'm happy with it. I think I feel good with it.
It's a really interesting thing, that, because I think if you listened to the record not knowing about the context or not knowing about the way it was necessarily made, you wouldn't get that as an impression because there is such a strong sense of place and idea and concept that holds the album together. But it is a really interesting thing to have all of those challenges embedded in the way the album came to be, particularly when we think about pandemic times now. How has that experience shifted for you at all? Have you thought much about what it means to be a performing musician, particularly taking this record on the road?
Well, we haven't. Yeah, we took kind of quite a break from. We did some performances live, and but during COVID, we definitely took a break, and then making the album, and then Kazu made her own solo album, and so she went on tour with that. And so it took us a long time to kind of finish it, and so the experience of coming back to play live was quite great, because I don't know, it's almost like it seemed everyone was really happy, you know, and I think people were really happy also to be out and to be listening to music, and then we had a whole like two or three generations that would come to our shows, like the parents with the kids, and you know, because we've been around for a long time, and so it was so great like that too, like you would see really young faces and then older faces, and everyone seemed to be really enjoying music and be ready to be there, and so it was a really positive experience, I think, just to be back on tour for me. It was really nice.
That must be such a special thing to have that intergenerational relationship with your fans.
Yeah.
For the three of you, you have played together for, you know, three decades now. That's a really long time to have a commitment to a project and a commitment to friendships even. Over that time, you know, there's been challenges, there's been really high points, like any life. But when you're playing together now, how does it feel? Because you have so much shared history. What are the, I guess, the joys of performing with people you've known for such a long time?
Well, that's a hard question, because we're so close. I mean, he's my twin brother, and you know, Kazu, we've known her, we've spent more time with her than I spent with my sister, with my mom, with my dad. Like, we were so close with each other, and still, I think right before we go on stage, we have this moment of feeling quite almost like we don't know each other, we don't know what's going to happen, and because it feels like we're kind of thrown out there in a little bit of an adventure. So we're all a little bit uncertain of what's going to happen during a show. Like, we just played a show for the Eclipse Festival in Arkansas, which we couldn't stay until the eclipse, but it was kind of wild. It's always wild, I don't know, to play shows. It's not like we go up there and we have like the greatest time, and we can, it's very rare that we are fully relaxed at the same time, fully connected all together at the same time. We're always we're working, you know, we're working to stay in tune, to play in time, to make sure we feel musical with what we do. It's And I think we know when someone, we're so close that we know when someone's not having a good show, we feel that sort of vibe and then we get affected by it. So it's interesting. It doesn't get easier, I would say.
Yeah, that's,
I don't know.
No, appreciate that candor, because I think, you know, that is part of what keeping a project alive is being honest about the highs and the lows, and also the just the nature of the dynamic and how it plays out. There is something really wonderful about this record, I think, as a listener, because everybody has their own context of isolation to sort of put into it. You know, everybody has, it's very rare that everybody in the world experiences the same thing, albeit in different ways. Yeah. So it is quite a special album, I think, for a lot of people, and I'm sure audiences will be bringing their own selves into that space too when they come to see you play. That must be quite a strange thing. Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about how the music is being received by other people, or is that not really in your mind when you're writing and performing?
When we're writing, definitely not. When we're performing, I mean, we sometimes talk with the crowd, with people that come up to us after the shows, and they, you know, they tell us how they've had different experiences with our music and how they fell in love, or how they, you know, they lost their best friend, or anything that, or how that helped them through really difficult times, and how, and it's really, really great to hear, but we don't usually ever think about making someone happy like that. We just want to feel like we're making something that feels true to us and feels like it could be, hopefully will be timeless to us. We don't get tired of it, because I mean, some songs have been like used as stepping stones almost to go to the next song, so they do feel old, and that's a really bad feeling. We don't really, even though that's super amazing for us to hear how important the music is to fans, we never really think about that while we're writing or performing.
Hey, Amadeo, so appreciate you speaking with me. We'll see you in just a couple of weeks, really, a month and a wee bit, here in Auckland.
Oh my God, yeah, we'll see you soon.
That was Amadeo Pace of Blonde Redhead speaking with me ahead of their gig, which is on the 22nd of June at the Power Station. So looking forward to that. Grab a ticket now. It's going to be a very transporting, ethereal show. If you hadn't had a chance to listen to Sit Down for Dinner, really recommend it. Joint fave of me and Stella's albums from last year. This track is Before.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.